Hello, everybody. haven't done an episode in a while, but woke up with a lot on my mind because it is basically the last day of, well, not really. I guess tomorrow would be the last day, but I would consider today the last full day of 2022. It's crazy because, like, I've only had a few days of, like, winter break right now from school, and the last few days have just been very eye-opening for me, I guess you could say. I don't know why it is. I think having so much time off of school after being, like, busy and consumed with schoolwork, I've actually had the time to think about everything. I'm driving right now, so if you hear anything, it's because of that. But, okay, so basically, let's just get into it. So, I was kind of reflecting on the year and stuff and just thinking about, okay, we're going into 2023. What can I bring into the new year? What would I want to, change about myself, but at least, focus more on in regards to, like, my progress and my healing and all of that. This year was actually a very good year for me. I feel like I learned a lot, and not only about, like, the world, people in my life, and about myself, but more importantly, myself. I feel like I haven't really had a year that has impacted me as much as this year. I feel like me being, I guess, turning 24 and really understanding how different being 23 was, and, like, all the change that came with that, and the fact that I wanted to focus my 24 and, you know, on myself and what I, just what I want to focus on in life in general, and what I think is important, what's not important. And it's just really cool to be able to look back on that and be like, damn, I really did go through a lot of shit in my life, but I really needed it. And I can happily say that I'm actually very happy right now. And just, I'm able to, if I am in a slump, in a funk, whatever you want to call it, but, like, anything really where you don't really know what to do, I'm glad that I can be like, you know what, all right, let me just take it one day at a time. I know what to do to kind of focus on myself and not let myself get to a bad headspace, which is really important. And I feel like a lot of people should really focus on that, because it's really hard to control your feelings and being able to control, like, how to navigate your mental health and how to focus on certain things and not focus on other things. Especially knowing when to say no, when you really need to say no to focus on your mental health. That has been a big part of my life now. I've learned to be like, no, you know what? My physical and mental health isn't good right now, so I need to focus on myself. Let's reschedule, or let's do this another time. And that is okay. You know, the world is not gonna end, or you can't be afraid of, like, upsetting people, because at the end of the day, like, you have to be able to be okay on your own and be okay in general to be able to give that energy to others. Because if you are not 110%, you're not going to be able to give any type of percentage to other people. So kind of speaking along those terms and kind of talking about, like, what to bring into the new year, I kind of realized so much the last few days of, like, friendships and, like, what you would want to bring into a new year, what you would want to kind of leave behind and not really focus your energy on or let drain you. I've noticed that, like, even close friends that you have in your life, people can really fucking use you, man. Like, they can use you for your time, they can use you for your money, they can use you for, like, anything. And it gets to a point where it's so fucking draining, and then you start to realize, like, damn, is this person really even my fucking friend? Like, are they here for good reasons? Are they, it doesn't matter, like, how long they've been in your life. They can be in your life for 20 years, they can be in your life for 1 year, it doesn't matter. But it gets to a point where you kind of, like, stop and realize, like, and you look back and you're like, damn, I did this, this, and that for that person, and like, I don't feel that same in return. It's kind of crazy to think of, like, sometimes you don't realize how you can say a lot to somebody. Let's say I'm speaking to somebody and I tell them all about myself or everything that's been going on, because you're so close to them. You have moments where you just kind of vent with your friends, or you go out and you talk about everything. But then there's people that will listen to you, but then they don't tell you what's going on in their life. And that to me is really fucking sus. And I've noticed that a lot. And it's fine to like talk about your life and to like overshare if it's somebody that will do the same thing to you, because that way you feel content. You feel like it's genuinely a good conversation because you're both putting in the same amount of like information. But again, not everybody is like that. That's completely understandable. But if it's somebody that you're really close to, or somebody that you've known for a really long time, and then you start to realize like, oh, I'm telling them all this information and then I don't even know anything about them, it makes you feel like shit. And I've noticed that recently, and I'm like, damn, like I'm saying all this shit, I'm telling them about like all these things that I've got, or all these things that are happening good in my life. And you have people that always say like, you know, don't overshare or don't tell people about the good things in your life because people will wish bad on you. And honestly, that is so fucking true, because those are the type of people that are really fucking negative all the time, and all they do is either talk shit about people or complain about their life. But it's like, what are you doing to better yourself? And then you don't want to bring people like that into the new year or continue having them in your life, because all they're gonna do is fucking drain you. They're gonna drain you, and then at the end of the day, you're telling them all this information about yourself and they're not telling you anything about themselves, because they just wanna know everything about you and they wanna keep their life like so secret and shit, as if it's gonna change anything about their life, when in reality, it's not changing anything. It's keeping them the same way that they are, as if them withholding information is gonna change anything, and it doesn't. And it's like, again, people don't have to overshare. They don't. People don't have to talk about their life at all. But when you notice that it's people that are close to you, and let's say they used to do that before, where they used to tell you all about their life, or they used to this, or they used to that, but then now they don't do it anymore. And then the older you get, you kind of start to realize, like, that's actually really fucking sus. And it's, like, weird. And I don't know, like, I get it. I really respect people who, you know, who don't talk about their lives. I respect people's personal lives. I don't want to like force people to talk about themselves. That's perfectly fine. But when you see a difference and a change, that is when it becomes a little bit weird. So that's what I mean by that. Now, when it comes to like everything else, like again, like people will use you for your money. You can be like extremely nice and pay shit for people all the time, or, and not expect anything back and all that stuff. But it gets to a point where like people really fucking abuse that, and they use you, and then they just don't even care. They don't even offer, hey, let me pay you back. Let me this. No, they do not care, because they do not want to. They don't want to spend money. And if you don't want to spend money, then it's like, why are you going out? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? You can't expect people to do that shit for you all the time, because just because they're nice enough to do it one or two times. Again, there are circumstances where I will literally pay for everything for my friends if I know that they're struggling. Like, I do not care. Like, I do not, because I know that at least to the friends that I know will do that, but I will do that for them 110 times. Like, I don't care, because at the end of the day, like, I work my ass off and I will get that money back. But I don't want my friends to be worried about like money or anything like that. If they want to hang out with me and they even offer like, hey, let's do something, we don't have to spend money or anything like that, that shows me that all they want to do is hang out with me and spend time with me. Like, that's what I love to hear, because I'm like, no, like, even with the little amount of money that you have, you want to spend time with me. And that is all that matters to me. And I don't care. Like, money is not a big thing to me. But when I notice that people are, like, using me for that shit and don't even offer to, like, pay me back, and I'm spending, like, hella money on them, or I'm spending, like, I'm putting down money to, like, have experiences with them, and then they don't even fucking, I don't know, man. I think that's really fucked up. And, like, I've just noticed that a lot recently as well. And I'm just talking about common things where, like, a lot of people have probably dealt with as well. And it's just a thing that, like, now that I'm 24 and realizing the importance of, like, just shit like that, I don't know. It's just something that I've started to realize and kind of focusing my time, not focusing my time on, but, like, you start peeping that shit, man. Like, you notice. And so, I don't know. It's, like, it's kind of weird. I luckily have made some really fucking good friends in my life. I started grad school and I've made such amazing friends that I honestly did not even expect to make. I went into grad school not just wanting to focus on school realistically. I didn't think, like, oh, we're gonna have a cohort, we're gonna have like 25 people in your class, and like those are the people that you're gonna be with the next 2 years, and these are the people that you're gonna be having all your classes with and all this shit. I didn't think that these people were gonna be like some of the best people of my life, honestly. Like, I've already made such good memories with them. They have shown me in such little time, and I don't know if this has anything to do with like the fact that we're going into the field of mental health and psychology, and we're just very caring people, but like they have seen me at my worst. They have seen me walk out of class bawling my eyes out, and they are literally right there for me, asking me, are you okay, do you need anything, checking up on me, texting me, where I don't see that with people that I have been friends with for fucking years. And that just says a lot. And that says a lot about like time doesn't mean anything. You could be friends with people for fucking years, you could be friends with people for forever, and then you can have people who you haven't known for a really long time who are there for you 10 times more than the people that have been there for you your entire life. And it's like, it's insane to me, because, you know, you see those types of friendships as like long lasting friendships. You see them as like, you want to cherish them. You want to have them in your life for such a long time. But it gets to a point where sometimes you realize that you're draining yourself trying to keep this person in your life because you're putting in more effort than they will ever put into your life, because they don't fucking care as much as you do. They care about themselves. They care about what they're dealing with. And that's fine, because I understand that, like, I never expect people to talk to me every day. I never expect people to like hang out with me every day. I don't have to see my friends every day or talk to them every day to know that they love me and care for me. But when it gets to a point where like I feel like I'm doing more, I'm saying more, I'm all this stuff, I'm wanting to hang out more, I'm all this shit, and they're not putting that amount of effort, then I will let that shit go. Like, I'm at that point in my life where, like, luckily, thank God, I'm at the point in my life where I do not chase people anymore. I do not, like, try to make people happy. I had the tendency of doing that in my past, which is why I was so fucking unhappy. And now that I don't do that, like, I am the happiest that I've ever been. Of course, I'm not perfect, and I will have days where I'm, like, super depressed, I'm down, I just want to lay in bed, and that's fine, because everybody has those days, and you can't be hard on yourself for having those days, because you can't expect to be happy all the time. Life is really fucking difficult, and you're gonna have events in your life that you aren't able to control, and in those moments, you really have to feel it. You have to deal with your emotions, you have to sit and deal with your emotions, and just be like, this is happening for X, Y, and Z, it happened. How am I going to deal with it emotionally, physically, and how will I be able to move forward? That's what you need to do. But you can't sit and like stay in this funk, because then you're literally gonna stay in that mindset for God knows how long. And again, there's no time limit or time frame for how long you have to deal with these things or how long you have to like feel. Everybody has their own way of dealing with things, whether that's healthy ways, whether that's unhealthy ways. But going into this new year, like, it's so important to focus on those healthy habits and realizing that, listen, I'm not alone. I do have people in my life that care about me. Those who don't care about me or don't put in as much effort or anything like that, I just don't need to focus on them. I need to focus on myself, and I need to focus on, like, what is coming up in my life? What more do I need to do or anything like that? Because at the end of the day, all you really have is yourself, realistically. You can't be like, you can't try to impress everybody. You can't try to keep everybody in your life. You can't make people love you. You can't make people care for you. And that's just the way it is. That's just how life is, unfortunately. And I've gotten to the point where, like, I really don't care, like, who is in my life and who isn't. Of course I care if you're in my life. I appreciate that more than you will ever know. But if you do not care enough, like, if you think that you can treat me however you want to treat me, and that you're just going to stay in my life just because I care about you or love you, or because you've been in my life for a really long time, you are fucking mistaken. I apologize. Actually, I don't apologize, but like, I sorry not sorry type shit. Like, that's kind of what it is. Like, I have no problem with cutting communication with anybody who drains me, who uses me, who doesn't appreciate me, who anything, realistically. Like, I don't have time for it. I really don't. And like, and I don't care, honestly. Of course, it'll affect me in a way where I'm like, damn, that sucks. But nowadays, with how I am now and how I'm able to handle my emotions and kind of sit and deal with my emotions, I'm able to cry it out, understand why this happened, and try not to blame myself for it. Because again, like, you can't blame yourself for things like this, because it's not your fault a lot of the time. And if it is, realize what you did, realize like what you can do better next time. And if you have to, you know, acknowledge it and apologize, then apologize. But if it's a situation like this where you're like, nah, bro, like, I did everything I need to do, I was a really good friend, you don't need to feel guilty. It's normal to feel guilty, but you don't need to blame yourself and be hard on yourself. That's just how life is. And there's gonna be people in your life where they're just gonna get up and go, or they're gonna talk shit about you, or they're gonna do this and that. And it's like, it's fine, you know? It's fine. Let people say what they wanna say. Let people do what they wanna do. You are not in control of other people. And that is a big, important thing to kind of bring into the new year. Like, there are things that you are not in control of, and you have to understand that. And then once you understand that, it'll be so much easier for you to understand, like, you know what? That's just who they are. This has more to do with, like, the problems that they're dealing with. And most of the time, people are just projecting their issues onto you. And you can't let that affect you in a way where you're blaming yourself and you're sitting and you're guilty and you're telling yourself, what did I do wrong? What's wrong with me? I'm not worth it, this and that. Because that's definitely not true. If you did everything that you needed to do, that's all that matters. And I think what I'm trying to say with all of this is that I think going into 2023, I think everybody just needs to go easy on themselves and try to work on their happiness, try to work on their mental health. Mental health is such an important thing, and I'm really glad that it's kind of opening, it's making a big impact on, like, social media. It's going all over social media. People are talking about mental health. People are being there for each other. And this is something that should have been happening a really long time ago. But it's happening now, and that's fine. Like, it's okay to go to therapy. It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to reach out to your friends and tell them that you love them and that you're there for them. Even if it's a random text, you're letting them know that you care for them, and you're letting them know that they're not alone. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what people are going through, which is why I'm saying, I don't expect my friends to talk to me every day. I don't expect them to hang out with me every day. If you're friends with somebody for a really long time, you can kind of just tell when people are going through things. And sometimes just a nice text and letting them know, hey, we haven't talked in a while, seen each other for a while, I hope you're doing okay, I love you, here for you if you need me. Just a simple text like that means a lot to people. It just means a lot in general. So I would say, just going into the new year, focus on yourself. Tell your friends that you love them and care for them. If you haven't really shown your friends much love or appreciation, start doing that, because I don't think anybody really wants to lose friends. Losing friends is really difficult. And just losing people in your life in general is really difficult. So be nicer. Start being a little bit more positive, because being negative all the time and talking shit about people all the time, it's just going to bring bad energy into your life, and it's just not okay. Write it out if you need to write things out, and reach out to people, go to therapy, anything really. But I hope this year was a good year for most of you, and if it wasn't, take what you learned from this year and change what you can into the new year. I'm like so congested because I've been sick the last few days, but I'm thankfully trying to get better, or slowly getting better. Still congested, but it's fine. This is gonna be the last episode of this year, and I'm really excited for what 2023 is gonna bring. I hope 2023, Jesus Christ, that's a mouthful. I hope it brings you guys lots of love, peace, happiness, success, money, anything that you're really looking for. And again, like I always say, if you guys ever need somebody to talk to, reach out to me. I always put my social media in the podcast details. So under every episode, I have my social media on there. You could also send a voice message on there and I can include it in any of my episodes. And I can talk about anything that you would like for me to talk about. But yeah, again, hope you guys have a great new year and a great last few days of 2022. And I will catch you guys on the next episode. Bye.